Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, the 19th of March, 7:05 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us or as you're getting ready to go off to work. We appreciate it. The news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
In our madness here, we always have Alex on Mondays and Fridays, and Ben's always here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So you would have a long weekend, except you work other places too.
Yep.
Starting tomorrow.
No, well, actually, I started yesterday. I work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at my other job.
Oh, you getting ready for that
Saturday.
That event that's coming up in Red Bluff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're talking, of course, about the Red Bluff Roundup. It's starting here pretty soon. Less than a month. Any national day today?
It's National Nurses Day.
Oh, cool. We like that.
Certified Nurses Day.
Yeah?
The Iraqi War began in 2003 on this day.
In 2003.
Yep.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Okay. It's National Chocolate Caramel Day, too.
Do you like chocolate caramels?
I do.
I've never gotten into those. Caramels I've never gotten into. Maybe,
because
you cut it, like when you're chewing it and you got to, it sticks your mouth together.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite toppings.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you do like chocolate caramel.
Yep.
We'll write that down for get you a few pounds.
It's National Poultry Day too.
Okay, National Poultry Day. Where would we be without chickens? It makes you wonder, where did the first chickens come from?
That's a good question.
And was it a chicken first? Or was it an egg? Okay, we won't go into that. But where did today's domesticated chicken come from? Was it, were there back in prehistoric times, was there, Susan, they're nodding their head up and down that that's.
You said they came from dinosaurs.
They came from dinosaurs. Well, there are certain dinosaurs that have the characteristics of flying, of birds. The same bone structure and that. But I was just wondering those things were like, if you're an expert by watching Jurassic Park, those things were like, 8 feet. They had a wingspan of like 10 feet or something.
So they were originated in Southeast Asia.
Okay.
And they're from the wild red jungle fowl.
Oh, okay. So they were originally a wild bird.
Yeah.
And then it's like dogs.
They were drawn to like early rice farming settlements.
Oh, okay. And then they said they captured them and started breeding them.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
But where did that come from? Uh-huh.
I'm looking, I don't see it.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Okay. Today, it's going to be sunny with a high near 91 and a low tonight around 59. It's going to be, let me see, all the way through next Tuesday. Sunny with a high near 83. Monday is sunny with a high near 83. It's going to start getting a little bit cooler. Tomorrow it's going to be 93. Saturday, 87. And then it's going to go down to 83. And then Tuesday night, a slight chance of rain. But we're back to Sunday. Wednesday is sunny again with a high near 78. So the temperatures are cooling off because, spring starts tomorrow. It's something like 10:45 in the morning. Did you know that? Spring officially begins tomorrow.
At that time?
Yeah, I think it's something like that. I'd have to look it up. But it's close to that. There's, 10-something. All right, the weather report's always brought to you by. And it looks like it's going to be beautiful weather, and it's cooling off. So we're not having this kind of, out of the ordinary heat wave we're having. And the weather reports are always are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, locally-owned, locally-operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The Kenny family started this business about 30 years ago and play a huge part in our community, not just with their business, which, of course, provides outstanding customer support, but in all the things they do to help our local communities. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. Okay. The Adam 44, if you're heading toward Shingletown, you've probably noticed a few things happening. And they've started a permanent speed limit reduction, lowering the speed to 55 from 65, and it's going to change make it a consistent 55 miles per hour from Reading to Shingletown. Traffic studies in the area found that while the existing 65 mile an hour section had collision rates comparable to the statewide highway average, adjacent 55 mile per hour zones have collision rates less than half of the statewide average. And I know they're on Silverbridge and 44. They've had fatalities at that intersection because you got that straight stretch coming out of Millville into Palo Cedro, going from east to west and from west to east. It's the same thing, of course. And people are doing the speed limit 65, but I've seen people going through there considerably faster. Now, so they're going to change it to 55 to give you a little more warning time. They've already got the 55 mile an hour speed limit sign set up between the outskirts of Palo Cedro, past Silver Bridge, probably right to the beginning of Millville. It's already 55 there. They changed that, but now they're going to change it all the way up into Shingletown. So just be aware. It starts April 2nd. I don't know if you've been reading about what's going on with Cesar Chavez, but, you know, the labor leader who organized labor, the labor movement from field workers, and brought vast changes to the way they were treated and their medical, all of this. And just getting ready to have Cesar Chavez Day, March 31st, and all of a sudden all these allegations are coming out that he sexually abused multiple people, including labor activist Dolores Huerta. And this is causing big changes here. The Cesar Chavez days are being canceled, or, you know, this came up because she said that when they were getting ready to name another street after him, she said that was enough, that she came forward and then others came forward saying that he had sexually abused many people while he was in the leadership position of United Farm Workers. So other people say that, you know, and other things you don't know, though, about Cesar Chavez was he was totally against illegal immigration. He is the one that coined the term wetbacks from coming across the Rio Grande. And he would have members of the UFW along the border, telling the Border Patrol these people are coming across. People don't realize that, but he was really, really against illegal immigration. And the question came up yesterday, well, how much of that is now playing into everything that's going on? So I don't know if you're going to see a Cesar Chavez state holiday, March 31st. Washington State already canceled theirs. So, okay, let's take a quick break. And today we've got multiple guests coming on today, starting at 7:30, with our own version of the Muppets and the old guys from the Korean Veterans Association, Mimi Mosley at 8, and supposedly, hopefully, Tiny Holmes is going to call in at 8:30. So we'll be right back.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Redding Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Redding Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1468. Your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Just go to our webpage and you can click on there and we'll stream all over the world. You can see all of our shows and all of our sponsors. If you want to learn more about our sponsors, you just click on that tab and it takes you right to their homepage of their website. So, hey, if you were injured at work and you're not getting treatment that you deserve, that it's been delayed, work injuries can be serious where you're not able to go back to work in your old job. It's going to require retraining, physical therapy, all types of things, and it's just not happening. And you're going to need somebody that understands workers' compensation laws. And that's Patrick Gorman. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. If he takes your case on, you know you're going to get just outstanding outstanding representation, plus the fact, a veteran, former law enforcement, law school, worked for the insurance companies for a year or two and just didn't like what he saw. So he said, what about the other guy? So that's why he started his company. And he grew it to the largest workers' comp company in Northern California, north of Sacramento. That's Patrick Gorman, 530-262-2168, or go to GormanComp.com. We're talking about the possible raising of the Shasta Dam, and $40 million has been allocated for research in last year's the Big Beautiful Bill. The project has not been closely reexamined in terms of cost since 2014, when estimates placed it at approximately $1.4 billion to raise it 18.5 feet. It would expand the reservoir's capacity by about 634,000 acre feet, roughly 200 billion more gallons of additional water. The in 2020 Bureau of Reclamation turned loose a final supplemental environmental impact, 6,500 public comments. The agency said revisions to the plan address key concerns, including potential impacts on the McLeod River. You think? If the river, how 18.5 feet higher means all of the businesses along the present Lake Shasta are either, they're going to either have to quit or they're going to have to move. That means moving up the hills wherever they are. And I'm talking about, the houseboat rentals. I'm not sure how that would impact on the Shasta Caves. I'm sure it'll have some kind of impact. But adding 18.5 feet onto the Shasta Dam, can you imagine that? What they'd have to do.
Yeah, that would be
the construction, the engineering on it would be fascinating just to see how they would do that. See, it's built in such a way to hold back X amount of water, right? I mean, when they build the dam, it's to be able to, at a certain height, they've already figured out how much water is going to be behind the dam, even in, big rainy times. So now, it's going to be more water. So do they have to start the reinforcement at the base of the dam and work their way up? Or because that's already handled. But you've got another 200 billion gallons of water in there. I mean, this would be interesting to see how they do that. Do they start from the bottom up? Because, it goes widest and, wider at the bottom and then less at top. So now they're going to have to widen. It seems like they're going to have to reinforce everything before building the next 18 feet.
Yeah, you would think so.
It's going to be interesting.
Very interesting.
Well, the Wintu tribe is not happy about it because they said, look, we've already lost a lot of our ancestral land to Lake Shasta as it is. And this they lose even more of ancestral land with... when they did this, plus the fact they brought up higher water levels could inundate old uncapped mines, potentially releasing harmful toxins into the lake. Kind of like the Iron Mountain concerns they have there. If you want a steady job, go work out there because it's going to be a century before they get that fixed. Okay. Hey, we always talk about desizing government, right? Well, in the first year, the federal workforce under Trump's second term has shrunk by a little more than 10%. The federal workforce fell by 10.3% in 2025, a net reduction of nearly 238,000 employees. And this is, he had said that it was it was bloated, oversized, inefficient. The decline came as more than 348,000 federal employees quit, retired, were laid off, or otherwise left government service last year. An 80.8% increase from 2024. I don't know, is the government working any different? I just can't believe in a bureaucracy that big where 10% of your workforce is 238,000 people, that there isn't some places in there that you can catch up, that you can kind of maybe consolidate, maybe find out that those ones that are coming in every morning and they're reading the paper, they're playing games on their computers, because they finished their job in the first 15 minutes of the day of checking things, and then they don't have anything else to do. I mean, there's got to be there's got to be places like that in the government, or that this group is, and we had this right here at our own station. This group works at night, and they're doing this one thing, and that group comes in the morning, doesn't agree with what they did, so they take apart everything the group at night did and put it in their system, and then the group at night comes back and says, well, what are they thinking of? And, I mean, this went on for like 4 days, and before I really discovered it. And then we sat down with our engineers and said, guys, work together. Quit tearing it up. We'll never get done like this. But I can't help but think there's probably within the bureaucracy in the United States, they've got groups that are, this group's doing this and this group is doing exactly the opposite. They don't know because they're in different divisions of the government, but they're both working on the same thing. Border Patrol Chief Greg Bovino is retiring at the end of March, 30 years with the agency. And he is widely known for leading U.S. Custom and Border Protection teams in some of the largest immigration enforcement operations in the history of the Department of Homeland Security. Which begs to remind us that the Democrats are still holding the Department of Homeland Security as hostage. More and more flights are being delayed. More and more TSA employees are finding other jobs. FEMA is, it's not getting any money for FEMA for anything that's, any incidents that are happening out there that FEMA could help with. ICE, on the other hand, is fully funded. And they're still out there just arresting. And so the purpose of the Democrats to do this when we've had four terrorist attacks in the United States in the last 3 weeks. Oh, yeah. And yet the Dems in Congress are holding the Department of Homeland Security and of course, America hostage on this. And they think, well, if we cause enough delays in flights, the Republicans will cave. And you know what? They might. They're known for caving on these things. Okay. Let's take a quick break. And we come back. We've got the Korean veterans are joining us right after the break.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, with Carl Linda Bott. Today's Thursday. Linda is on assignment, the 19th of March, 7:32 in the morning. It says 58 degrees out there. I think it's like 60 already. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, and now when gas is closely approaching $6 a gallon, those people that have got those little electric cars are just chortling. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. And I am here. Do we have a drum roll? Anyway. With the Korean veterans, Frank Rose.
Aha.
And Dick Wilkinson.
Good morning.
Or as I like to call them, Statler and Waldorf. Now, you're saying, who's Statler and Waldorf? If you look, remember the Muppets. Remember the two guys up in the balcony?
Yes.
They were just funnier and funny guys, and they always poking fun at the other people. So when I was looking at it, I'm thinking that Frank is obviously Waldorf.
Yes.
And Dick, you're Statler.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, now, this is not bad. This is, you know, this is accolades to you two.
Yeah.
First of all, you've been around longer than Statler and Waldorf. They've only been around maybe 60 years.
Yeah.
You two have been around over 90 years apiece.
Yes.
I think it's, you know, the fact that you two are still driving and, you know, getting around. One, terrifies me that you're both driving on the road, but that you always get into the place you need to be, and you two are still so involved in the community. If you want to sell raffle tickets, I will be the manager. I will be the agent for Dick Wilkinson. This man can sell, he can sell refrigerator tickets, yes, to the Inuits up in the, in the Arctic, you know, so, and then Frank is every veterans organization. Frank is their agent. And he comes in to the office and he sets up times for people to be here. He does it on the other stations, the TV, so that, you know, veterans events or veterans, you know, issues get onto our station, of course. It would anyway. But Frank organizes it. And both of you guys, Korean War veterans, in your 90s, and you're still doing this. My hat's off to you. I go home every day and rest. Ben, do you rest a lot, or do you work still? You try to rest.
I try to rest.
Yeah, I try to get a nap in. Meanwhile, these two are on the go. I'm trying to talk them into going out there every day to ride the horse. Just, you know.
Yeah.
But so far, I haven't gotten there. All right, you two. After these things, after I'm saying how much we appreciate you and how much the community appreciates you or should, what do you have today?
Well, Commander got a lot to say.
Oh.
You know, before I start, I attended third Tuesday of every month, the Experimental Aircraft Association has a dinner meeting at their Quonset hut that's inside of the security gate at Benton Airport. And we sort of did a tribute for Jim Bramer, who died a few days ago.
Yeah, we talked about Jim.
Yeah.
Jim was an integral part of our station here, and we miss him. You know what? And his last years of life were tough. I mean, he lost his wife, and don't laugh when I say this, but he lost his dog, too, after his wife passed. He had that dog for a long time, and you know how you form attachments. But, you know, his wife passed, and then he had a cancer thing that went on, but he built this, he built our studios when we first started 16 years ago. And for the last five years, he's been a part of us and always pointing out ways to make it better, you know, making sure that shows were running right, that I didn't get in trouble with the FCC, all of these things. He was a gentleman, and he never quit. He never complained. What a man.
He did a lot of work with Channel 9, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was given his time. And then he was, he loved aviation. So, yeah, I think he owned part of a plane or something. Anyway, he used to fly all the time.
Right. Okay. The Korean Veteran Association have a monthly meeting. Always have a third Saturday monthly meeting at the Country Waffle. So it's this coming Saturday is March 21st is our meeting. And you don't have to be a Korean War veteran to attend it. Anybody would like to drop by and see what we're doing. It's at the Country Waffle. It's you should arrive at about 11 o'clock if you want to have lunch because the meeting starts at 12. And Carl, here's the agenda I wrote for this Saturday.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. But anybody like to attend, you'd only have to be a veteran. If you had a father or a relative who was a Korean veteran, you'd like to come talk about him, say something. We're welcome. And everybody's welcome to attend this. Or just come see what we're about. It's a Country Waffle on Athens Boulevard. And Frank and I delivered third grade students student dictionaries, third graders, and we did it last year in November. We did Rancho Tehama, and we did Montecero Elementary School, Shasta Lake Elementary, Juniper Academy, Anderson Heights Elementary, and Tree of Life International Charter School in Anderson. And I received a letter, a thank you letter from Tree of Life. A young lady wrote a letter. And let me show you these, Carl. This is from what's the name of the school? Juniper Academy on Ellis Street.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids sent us all these thank yous.
Oh, all these are like flags and they're renditions of flags, and they are different groups. So that's what they sent you as a thank you. You gave out 154 student dictionaries to all these schools, to four local grammar schools, third graders.
Right.
Yeah.
And we do that. We've been doing that every year for about the last 5 years.
Yeah. Well, And the dictionaries are not just dictionaries appropriate for the third grade level, but they also have the Constitution in there and the Declaration of Independence and world maps, all of these, map gazettes, all these things are in this dictionary. It's a pretty cool dictionary. Okay.
For our Korean Veterans Association meeting this coming Saturday, March 21st, we're having Aaron Ryan is going to be Frank Rose is always he's my right hand man who always arranges our guest speaker, and she's a senior district representative for Doug LaMoffa, who died a couple months ago. She's going to be our speaker there.
She was a field representative for Doug LaMoffa, and she was the one that went to all of the clinics to make sure they're running properly, and if there's any problems, she reported them to LaMoffa, and then LaMoffa come up and try to straighten them out and so forth. So she was a very important worker for him, and she's going to be our guest speaker to give us up to date what's going on with the clinics and all and the veterans support.
And one of you needs to speak.
Yeah.
Well, this is radio.
It's not television.
No, it's not television. One of you needs to talk.
Frank told me that you had the Grange people in here recently. Yesterday, was it?
Yeah, the Grange was in here yesterday. Okay, so you're having your Korean Veterans Association meeting, chapter number one. It's going to be the general monthly meeting this Saturday at the Country Waffle Restaurant. You want to get there around 11 so you can eat because the meeting starts at noon. Y'all were thoroughly represented at the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council get-together, soiree they had the other night out at Wind River. About 170, 180 guests were there. You all had your own table.
Yes.
And the I thought it was really well done. Mm-hmm. And it moved right along. And we were... It recognized individuals who have been in support of the veterans in our community, and they do this every year. So I know y'all were there, and so you have tickets, some kind of raffle tickets, right?
I do.
And what are they? They're for the Grange is putting that off. And one of the things the Grange is raffling is a Colt Python pistol that I looked at it the other day. And, I mean, I was just looking at one. And they go for about, $1,500. And you can win one for $20. On these raffle tickets that Dick will be selling and coming to your home.
I sold lots of them already.
You've already sold a bunch.
I have some left over.
This is one of those iconic firearms, the kind that Dirty Harry carried, of course, or Clint Eastwood carried in the Dirty Harry series, if you're wondering what they look like. So.
I just don't understand why they named pistols after snakes. Only for one reason, I think, because all the snakes have a bite.
Well, the python squeezes. The anaconda squeezes. They have the cobra, which bites. So, no, I think they just got into the snake thing. It could be, you know, it's worth a whole show just to discuss that. So, okay, guys, anything else?
I'm also helping. This is a political one. I'm helping. I'm selling tickets for $10 for another gun. That this one here, it's for Measure B, which is we want to have a voter ID for voting.
Right. That's I think that's held up in courts
now. Sort of.
So okay. So
but I'm selling.
So you'll see Dick driving around erratically, and no. If you see Dick coming towards you, just buy the ticket. It's worth it.
Anyway, give me a call if you want tickets.
Yep.
My number is 530-246-9131.
Okay, you
too. Give me a call.
All right, you too. What are you doing today?
And going into beginning of April, we're going to get back on the fundraising for the dictionaries at the Sportsman Warehouse. So we'll have dates for that next time we're on the air.
Okay.
But, it's that time again to get the money together to buy dictionaries for the coming year.
Okay. Now, what are you two going to do the rest of the day?
Well, as soon as I leave here, I'm going to LabCorp, get a blood test.
Well, I didn't mean to get that intimate. But, you know, Frank, you're always moving around.
Yeah, well, tomorrow I had scheduled to give a citation to the Pizza Factory for their participation in the award dinner and the silent auction. So I'll be giving that citation to Alicia, who owns,
at the Pizza Factory.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I gave the citation yesterday to Four Winds Jewelry for their participation.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Yes.
Beautiful cross, silver cross they donated.
And the total amount of money that was put together and donated to CVAC for the silent auction for all of the ones that participated, about a dozen, we got $4,500 just for the participation of the silent auction, which
was great.
A big surprise.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, Jim, hey, thanks for so much for stopping by today.
And it was a pleasure for us to see you and the news media get an award, because that was long overdue.
Well, we don't do it for that. We do it because it's the right thing. But thank you. It was really nice to be acknowledged by CVAC as media. I don't know. I'm not sure what they called us. Media sponsors or something like that.
The media award.
Media award. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
We'll see you next month.
Thank you, Carl.
And we'll be right back.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Country fans, are you ready?
Just drop those boots
and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price, because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Thursday. Dun, dun, dun, dun. In between hump day and Friday is Thursday, the 19th of March, 7:50 in the morning, 58 degrees out there in this portion of the show, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It is proud to be the only hospital in Reading to earn four consecutive A grades from the LeapFrog Group for Patient Safety. It's a national standard of excellence and a recognition of the quality care they deliver every day. Patient safety, quality care, health care you can count on. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Reading City Council approved a citywide efficiency study at the request of the new city manager. He wants to increase efficiency and accountability while reducing waste. It's going to cost $300,000 to do this, and people go, but you bring in an outside agency that has owes nothing to anybody there. And they come in and they took a look at it. This is City Manager William Tarbo, who, by the way, will be on our show next month. We've got him set up for, the third week in April. He's going to join us. And they voted on the agenda item last night after receiving the presentation from, not from the city manager, but from an interim assistant city manager, Michael Webb, said he will act as the project manager of the effort at Tarbo's request. He's also the city's public works director, was promoted to hold the interim role after former assistant city manager Steve Bade retired in December. They didn't really discuss it a lot. It's been a lot of discussion in the social media and the papers and all of this. And as we've talked about before, he started his job last month. And he said that, he was really, really forceful about this, that when it comes to efficiency, no one is going to be exempt, not one department. And he said it like they're going to be dropping in like paratroopers. One of those military things that people like to use that never been in the military. But he said it'll be an assault style. They're just going to come in and want everything. It's going to do, with the help of Circle 6 Consulting, a firm being contracted at the request of the city manager, a financial deep dive, department interviews, waste identification, cost leakage, and control risk assessments. They've got to have it completed by September 30th, 2026. Okay. And the council had to vote to bypass the city's usual request for proposal process, which they did. It will come from reserves held by the city's enterprise, internal service, and special revenue funds. The meeting that the council discussions about efficiency were part of the city manager hiring process, noting it's important for the city to stay ahead of things and be as efficient as possible. Are we as efficient as possible here? Ben, are you on your phone?
No, I was looking at music. I was looking at songs for the next hour.
Okay, so, was that efficient? Well, yeah, because you were looking for songs in the future.
Yeah, I don't want to, hey, we're going on break, and then, I'm not ready, so I like to be ready.
Okay, hey, do you see overweight people in Reading?
Occasionally. I don't think it's as...
there's overweight people. Did you know that this month is National Nutrition Month, and the annual medical cost of obesity reaches close to $200 billion? When they made a report, Wallet Hub, Wallet Hub, made a report on the most overweight and obese cities in the U.S. It highlights the places where residents are in the most danger of weight-related health conditions and the need to improve their exercise and diet. They compared 100 of the most populated U.S. metric areas across with 19 key metrics. Physically inactive adults to projected obesity rates to healthy food access. And are you wanting to know how many in California made that list? How many cities in California made that list? Oh, Ben was gone. Ben's back. Do you know how many people made the most obese, overweight and obese cities in California? Which cities?
I don't.
No, guess. What would you think?
I mean, I don't know. L.A.?
No. How many?
Oh, how many?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to make it easy on you.
I wouldn't.
None.
I was going to say, I would say one,
there were,
maybe
there,
two.
No, none but, in the top 20 out of the 100 they looked at. The most overweight or obese city is Little Rock, Arkansas, followed up by McAllen, Texas. Has the McAllen, Texas metro area has the highest share of obese adults, which is 2.4 times higher than in Asheville, North Carolina. And I'm not sure why they put Asheville, North Carolina in here unless it was one of the ones that was, nope. It was in the metro area with the, because it was the metro area with the lowest. Has the highest share of physically inactive adults, higher, 2.8 times higher than Provo, Utah, the metro area with the lowest. Memphis, Tennessee has the highest share of diabetic adults, which is 2.4 times higher than Bridgeport, Connecticut, the metro area with the lowest. So, if you'd like to know who the top five were, well, let me just, when you look at this, I would say the furthest north it went was Kentucky. And the out of the top 20, there's Fort Wayne, Indiana was number 20 on this. The rest of them, North Carolina, South Carolina, Louisiana's in it several times. Kansas is in here, Wichita, Alabama or Texas. Yeah, Texas is only in there once. So those are the most overweight areas of the U.S. They eat a lot of fried food down south.
Yeah.
What can I say? Hey, gas prices. Are we going to see gas prices at $6 here in a week or so? I think they went up to, what, $5.87? Something like that. They're getting close. I haven't even checked diesel prices. They were 5.67 a week ago. So I imagine they're probably pushing 6 right now on this, on the cost. But if you look back, they say that these prices are comparable to another wartime. No, 2022. We had gas prices this high before, things shifted back and they dropped again. They never dropped to what they were. That's the whole thing. They never dropped to what they were. Okay. And I don't have enough time for this. This is going to be like a 5-minute segment. When we start talking about the defenses, that the drones versus missiles, the amount of drones you can put in the air for $20,000 to $50,000 a piece, as opposed to a $1 billion or $3 million missile they're using to shoot it down. And you can literally put, and these are fly and forget. You launch and forget. They're already programmed, and they take off. And you can build them by the thousands, which is what Iran has done. Even though we're going after their drone facilities, this is what they have. So they can literally, if they wanted to, could launch 1,000 drones for one target. And how many can the missile shoot down? And they carry a 40-pound payload. The Iranian missiles. We're working on things, on the laser technology that can shoot them down. A burst of laser energy can knock them down. We're building our own drones, So the future war, you're looking at it right now. It's just going to get more AI-driven. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Mimi Mosley.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Pentagon chief says the U.S. remains laser focused on what it set out to achieve in the war with Iran. War Secretary Hegseth says the Americans aim to
destroy missiles, launchers, and Iran's defense industrial base so they cannot rebuild, destroy their navy, and Iran never gets a nuclear weapon. Our objectives from day one.
On this 20th day of the war, the Israeli military says it has struck Iranian targets in the Caspian Sea for the very first time. And President Trump is responding to Iran's latest strikes on its Gulf Arab neighbors.
An Israeli attack on Iran's South Pars natural gas field Wednesday prompted the Islamic Republic's president to warn of uncontrollable consequences that could engulf the entire world. And Tehran followed up with strikes on its Persian Gulf neighbors, hitting gas facilities in Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. Earlier, a source told AP the U.S. was informed of Israel's planned strike, but did not take part. On social media, President Trump wrote Israel would not attack South Pars again, but warned if Iran continues striking Qatar's energy infrastructure, the U.S. would retaliate, and in his words, massively blow up the entirety. I'm Ben Thomas.
GOP Senator Mark Wayne Mullen's nomination to serve as Homeland Security Secretary is headed to the Senate for debate and a vote. The nomination forwarded by the Homeland Security Committee earlier this morning. $3.88 a gallon, that is AAA's national average for gasoline as of this morning, and that's up 4 cents a gallon from yesterday's price. Sell-off on Wall Street this morning. Stocks sharply lower. The Dow is down 336 points for a loss of almost 1%. The Nasdaq off 136, and the S&P trading 35 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Political unrest in Turkey after a key opposition figure is tossed in jail.
Supporters waving opposition banners and Turkish flags gathered in their thousands, chanting messages of support for the detained mayor amid a large police presence. Mr. İmamoğlu, who had been widely viewed as a serious challenger to President Erdogan in the country's next presidential election, is currently on trial facing numerous charges, including corruption. He denies them all. Mr. Erdogan's government has denied political interference, insisting that Turkey's courts operate independently.
That's a BBC's Tom Bailey. European Union leaders holding a summit in Brussels to tackle growing fallout from the Iran war, rising energy prices, and a stalled loan for Ukraine. The EU leaders meeting today as fighting in the Middle East drives fears over instability in the energy markets. News and analysis, townhall.com. Major League Baseball plans to bring back the World Baseball Classic.
Commissioner Rob Manfred says the league has discussed mid-season tournaments after the end of Fox's All-Star Game deal. It runs through 2028. Now, it's planning to bring back the World Baseball Classic in 2029 or 2030. All previous six WBCs have been played during spring training, and teams sometimes limit players. This year, the tournament set attendance and TV records. Top games drew far bigger audiences than in 2006. Bob Agner reporting.
To no one's surprise, the Federal Reserve is holding its key short-term interest rate right where it is. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell citing an increasingly uncertain outlook for the U.S. economy and inflation given the war with Iran. U.S. national debt has surpassed $39 trillion just weeks into the war that's going on in the Middle East. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. And I hope that your day is starting off as well as ours is today, the 19th of March, 8:05 in the morning, and news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben's on the phone, and the weather. Weather's going to be like 91 today, and it's going to be like that for the upcoming, gosh, for a week. I think on next Tuesday there may be a chance in the evening of it raining, but it's going to be 91, goes up to 93 tomorrow, and then it starts dropping down to 86, 84, 83, and it's just going to be just a beautiful days. And like I said, a slight chance of rain Tuesday night, then back being sunny again the next morning. So the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business established close to 30 years ago, delivering outstanding service to their clients. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They support many of our local charities. They've won awards for hiring veterans, awards at the state level for hiring veterans out there. They're locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And I can't say enough about them and the Kenny family. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. I am here with Mimi Moseley.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, Mimi, gosh, it's been a long time since you've been on the show here.
We did one of the Heroes of the North State a couple of months ago with Michelle Slade. That's a really fun program.
It is. Michelle puts brings on people like yourself and others that have done things, you know, have done a lot for the for our people up here in the North State. Mm-hmm. And but you know, you're not looking for accolades, and mm-hmm. but yet you need to be recognized. It's kind of like those two guys that were in here before.
Oh. They're a hoot.
Waldorf and Statler.
Yeah.
Oh, Dick Dickinson and Frank Rose. I swear, they're 93 and 91. They're driving around town.
I know. I saw him as I was coming in. Scary.
If you Frank at least puts flags all over his car so you can see he's coming. Dick, he stealthily is driving around out there. You know what? They both get around. You know, and I think if they just stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think it would be good for them just to stop.
They are heroes in my mind.
They are. They deserve their own Heroes of the North State show with Michelle.
Absolutely.
Because they are constantly out there. And it's not just veterans. It's not just the veterans events. It's other events. Mm-hmm. That, especially Dick. I mean, this guy sells. He can sell raffle tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll give him 100. And he comes back and goes, well, who else has got some? You know, so I always save 10 just to give to him.
Yeah,
so he
yeah.
doesn't feel like, you know, okay, I've sold them all. He does this for so many different events.
Yeah. And one of them does the Christmas lights or something. The big red barn, right?
He's been doing that for, I forget, decades. He has given hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. And he puts up, he said, I don't know how many lights, but it covers this whole big red barn, the whole house, all of this stuff. Is. He says, well, my son comes in and helps me, gets up on the roof. And I'm thinking,
he's got to be
his son's got to be in his late 60s or something up on the roof, maybe early 70s he's up there. And it's he does it out of love.
Yeah.
And that's just the way Dick and Frank are. So I may kid them a little bit, but I admire them tremendously. Mimi, we're here to talk about empty bowls.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Yeah. It's coming up on the 30th of this month, Monday the 30th, at the Elks Lodge. Everybody knows where that is. There are two seatings, one at 11:30.
It's on Elks Drive, in case you're wondering.
Elks Drive, yeah. 11:30 seating and a 12:30 seating. We'll have various dignitaries who are serving the food at the 11:30 seating. And so it's going to be great. We've got five chefs around town who are making the soup. And I know I'm not going to remember them all, but there is, what is it?
Don't even start.
I won't even start because then I'll blow it.
There's local restaurants.
They are. They are.
And plus you have bakeries.
Yeah.
That are providing the
bread.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Now, my favorite, though, is local artist. And I imagine students.
Oh,
And people that really know what they're doing. And then students that may not know quite what they're doing are providing the ceramic bowls that we're going to eat out of.
Well, we're not going to eat out of those because we don't know if, you know, exactly how they've been cleaned and all that stuff. So we're going to take those home with us afterwards.
Okay.
Everybody gets a bowl.
Okay.
So some would be this big.
And I was just thinking that because some of them could be like, oh, I have a half-gallon bowl here.
Right.
Others, a pint.
Right.
But I was thinking, I wonder if any of them are still using lead-based paints.
Right.
Probably not a good idea. And that makes sense just for... Just for safety reasons.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting, I'm going to get this beautiful ceramic bowl. It's going to look like ancient pottery from the Navajo Nation.
Yeah.
And no, it's going to be a five-year-old who stuck his fist in the clay and they thought, oh, how cute that is, Michael.
Oh.
And they glaze it and make it.
Well, I tell you, we did it just as a team building event and mine was so pitiful that
you mean you made bowls?
We made just, eight of them. Just for the fun and the team building, and mine was so bad, the instructor came up and she said, let's start over. And so mine ended up still, even after starting over, it was still pitiful. But these bowls made by the Shasta High School, Foothill High School, Shasta College, RSA, all of these places, we've probably got about 300 bowls, and they're all made by these high school kids.
How many tickets have you sold?
I do not know.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. I don't buy tickets because usually we get tickets.
Yeah,
You know.
Well, you would have had to.
I would have had to right here. I went out and bought two tickets that day after
Thank
I talked
you.
About it. And I thought, you know what? That's cool. I want to do that. So Linda
Thank
and I will
you.
Go down at the 11:30 feeding.
Yeah.
You know, they call us to the trough at 11:30. And then I guess we have an hour to be – I guess – yeah. You can come in. You should be there by 11:30.
Yeah,
around that.
Yeah, you check in, and then you'll find your seat, and then
you get a choice of soups.
You get a choice of which soups you want to go to. I know which one I'm going after, but
what are the choices?
Well,
or is that a secret?
That's kind of a secret. So I can tell you one is going to be very unique. It's a ethnic soup.
Ethnic soup.
So
is that like jambalaya?
No.
Is that what you
no,
call
it's
That's an ethnic
that
soup.
That would be ethnic, but
that's
this
a Cajun
is a
soup.
Little more
a little more ethnic.
Out there. And
this,
I'm excited.
This is not
about
the one
that
has zebra in it. Is
no.
It? Okay, I just wanted to make
just
sure.
Just boa constrictor.
Yeah, Frank's talking about guns, about how you heard him.
Oh, yeah.
How did he come up with
the
these?
The python.
Ones? And I'm like, well. This is probably a whole discussion for an hour we could get into, but not right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here with Mimi Mosey. We're talking about the empty bowls extravaganza that's going to be at the Elks Lodge. It's going to be on March 30th. It's $25 a ticket. I'm going to give away a few tickets here after we come back from the break. And but it's a fundraiser for the Good News Rescue Mission. And not only do you get this, you know, artisan bread and a special soup that's made by local chefs from the restaurants, but you're also going to get a bowl that's been built by artisans, real artisans, but also students and others. And I have a, it's not a secret, but it's a fact that very few people know that I'm going to talk about when we get back from this break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Get ready to shine it up and show it off. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. See the shine and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Oh,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:18 in the morning, and we're broadcasting and streaming live at KCNRradio.com. You can just go to the website, click on the streaming, and you can listen to us all over the world if that's what you wish. Or down past Whittles. A lot of times you can hear us on the air, but you can use it too. Also, you can find our sponsors there and just find the sponsor, click on it, and it takes you right to their website. So, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading that has won the best in the North State 4 years in a row. The only place that we go to shop for jewelry because they have an amazing selection. Everything you can imagine, estate jewelry, opon, everything they have. Plus they repair watches because they have the only watch repairman in the area. The only one, the only jeweler that can help you design your jewelry and then build it for you. All at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Locally owned, locally operated, been in the business 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry. And I'm here with Mimi Mosley, who you work now, or I don't know if you are a volunteer. Or
no,
I work
full time.
You work full time over at the Good News Rescue Mission. We're talking about the empty bowls. That's going to be March 30th. Okay. Two seatings, 11:30 and 12:30. What it means is for $25, you get soup, bread, and you take home a handmade ceramic bowl. Here's a little known fact. Linda is really into pottery.
She is.
Yep.
I did
she
not know
was.
That.
She
okay.
was. And she made all types of stuff when she was in school. And fingernails have kind of when you get the fingernails.
Yeah.
That you have. Maybe not.
Yeah, they don't work
yeah,
with mine.
Yeah, they see and they don't. But she said I love doing that.
Aww.
And she's thought about going back and, you know, maybe
wow.
doing some pottery
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff. But you get to take that home. And tickets, like I said, are $25. But I'm gonna give away two tickets.
Yeah.
And this is for the 11:30 first seating. That's when Linda and I will be there.
They can come to 12:30 if they want. We're not going to hold them to that.
Okay, so
11:30 or 12:30.
That's the first seating, or you can go to the second one at 12:30, and we've already got a winner. And
right.
so you'll pick up these two tickets. Now this is going to be a week from Monday.
Correct.
So you've got some time to get it.
Phones are ringing off the hook.
Ben's got one, and the rest of the phones are ringing. Okay,
that's great. Can I say something
sure.
about Four Winds?
Sure.
You know, gals who are listening, you need to get your rings checked because I'm going over there today after I leave here because at least once a year I can tell my prongs are a little loose.
Linda mentions that almost every time.
Does she?
Yeah. Because you're wearing your rings and
yep.
you're working and you've really got to watch the prongs, I guess.
You do because I mean, what would I do if I lost –
Yeah.
the big diamond off of it, that would not be cool. So you need to get them checked. And I think Four Winds has got a very yeah. reasonable price that they charge for that. So I encourage.
Maybe get them everybody. Cleaned.
Cleaned and.
Two tickets. Right. Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, they do that. Linda tries to point that out,
yeah.
too, is that you got to check your rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, back to. Empty bowls.
What we were doing. Oh, yeah, empty bowls. Okay, we've talked about that. Now, what's next?
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about why we chose to do empty bowls. It's because there's a thing, it's kind of a saying now called food insecurity. And most of the people on the streets have that. But not only them, but we've also got folks who are just living under the poverty level here in Reading. And every Friday we have a food giveaway at the mission. So you don't have to prove you're homeless or in need or anything. You just come down. I think we start about 8 a.m. People can come in and fill up a couple of bags full of food that we have because we are a food bank. So we get donated so much food that a lot is left over. And if we can't use it to feed the 400 to 900 people that we feed every day. Maybe we get 3 cans of lima beans. What do you do with that? So we put it out on these tables on Friday mornings. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, they can come in and pick them up, and it's a pretty
good. Every Friday at 8 a.m.,
yep.
you come into the...
the kitchen area. The dining hall.
The dining hall.
Yeah.
And you'll have all this food laid out,
yep.
And families can come in and do some shopping.
Yep, yep.
You might say. And it's more than just lima beans.
Right, it is. And we've got an amazing chef. He's Hawaiian. Mm. His name's Keone. He's a delight. And so every day when we get all of this food that's brought in from Costco, Safeway, Winco, all these places,
which are approaching their expiration date, so
yes,
they have to be donated.
Does that
include vegetables, fresh stuff
yeah.
like that?
See, we get bananas and all kinds of
yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
So, and if not, it just is tossed. So I would encourage people that you've got a home, but things are tight nowadays,
right.
And you've just paid close to $6 a gallon for gas.
I know.
That maybe this is a way to supplement your
yeah.
grocery bill. Because you got a family of four, I'm sure you're spending $800-$900 a month at
least.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Maybe you're not, but you should be.
We do forget about the seniors. There's a lot of seniors that are struggling. Thankfully, we've got Mercy Oaks, Common Spirit. They're a huge food bank out off by Simpson University. And they have a beautiful facility, and they take care of food as well. So anyway, it's the empty bowls is because we have food insecurity in our area, and we want to bring awareness to that. We also have something exciting happening. Let's go back to that
for a second.
Okay.
I'm an unabashed believer in this country.
Me
and
too.
As you are. There's certain things I think our country should be able to do. And one of them is we shouldn't have people going to bed hungry at night.
Right.
Working people.
Yeah.
Even in the Marine Corps years ago, before they woke up, or the government woke up and started paying our young enlisted more money, a lot of our young enlisted that were married, even though that's another story in itself, were on food stamps.
Yeah.
And here you are, you're on food stamps. And while you're defending the nation, that's just totally wrong,
mm-hmm.
first of all.
Yeah.
But this nation, which provides food to other nations in need, I don't care what it makes me sound like, but Americans should not go to bed hungry.
No.
There should be these food banks. And I'm not saying that, you just give them food and they're not going to want to get, better themselves. That's not true. There's many families out there that are working, single moms and all this, and things are just tight.
Yep.
That they should be able to get food, mm-hmm. nourishing food.
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely. And there are places like...
I bet you don't see a lot of food left over from McDonald's or Burger King or that coming in there. No, because they fix it right then.
Yeah.
So, but this is food that's at the grocery stores that... bananas,
mm-hmm.
healthy, other fruit, vegetables, things like that are available. We should be able to do something for those people.
Excuse me.
I'm off my soapbox.
Okay. That's really a good point. And we just don't realize what the need is. And if we should be meeting these needs, the YMCA gives out bags of food to teenagers every week. The Kiwanis Club does the same. There are groups that are actively doing this, the Catalyst Program, which is now called Raising Shasta, they give food and help to them.
Is there enough? It sounds like, and I haven't done a deep dive in this, but you always think of Good News Rescue Mission, maybe some other. I know there's a veterans group that does it, I think every Thursday or Friday also. But with all of these agencies out there providing this food, it's not enough, or it's just that people don't know about it.
I think a lot.
Or is they embarrassed to go?
I think a lot are not aware, and then they get to a place where it's, oh my gosh, this is what it's come to. I have to go to the mission, or I have to go someplace and get food so we can survive. And I think that's a hard thing for Americans because we're very prideful people
mm-hmm.
to go, this is what it's come to. And just go get some food. Go to Mercy Oaks. Go to the Mission on Fridays.
Do they ever deliver food? Do you know anybody that does?
Yeah, Mercy Oaks does to seniors.
I was
going to
say Mercy Oaks probably does that mm-hmm. for seniors, and that it would, you know, because some people are shut-ins
yeah,
or they're,
yeah.
You know, God bless them. But the, you know, our two veterans that were in here, they're
yeah.
getting around, but they're slowing down.
Right.
That yeah, being able to deliver food to their place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool.
It would be.
Yeah, and so our next break, we also have our Day Resource Center is coming along beautifully. This is going to be, in a sense, kind of like one safe place where all the services are available in one location.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have folks from Nation's Finest, from Shasta County Mental Health, all these places that will have time in some of our offices in there so that guests can come and get their needs met, take a shower, wash their clothing. They'll have these bins where they can put their, if they're hauling a big bag of stuff, they can put it down and it'll be safe for the amount of time that they're there. That's going to be opening probably in September, and it's coming along beautifully. If you want to drive down Veda and look, after 60
yeah, it is.
Something so, years of the Mission and older buildings,
When is this going to open?
Probably September.
September of this year.
And if you
Another
think Theory
aspect.
Coffee, how pretty Theory yeah. Coffee's yeah. building is, that's what we do. Ryan Russell was our designer, architect.
I'm here with Mimi Mosley. We're going to have Mimi back on. And
she talks and talks.
No,
and talks.
It's not that. It's just that you've been involved with so many efforts and so many activities to better Redding, Shasta County, that and you have been recognized, not enough, but you've been recognized for the work that you and your family have done, and
it's an honor.
And you're
to be
always
here.
Smiling, you're always positive, which I don't understand. I think could be a mental problem.
There's a 12-step program.
The 12-step program. I'm happy, and I'm going to be happy, and the people around me are going to be happy.
Or so, I'll drive them crazy.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Are you back in there? Okay, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. My barbershop of choice. I've been going there since 2007. Never had a bad haircut. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and I love that. And you want to work it, you want a haircut on your own time frame, you can make appointments there. You can call them at 530-244-9478, or you can go to Booksy and book one for the whole year. You can book haircuts for the whole year. And Booksy sends you an email that tells you the day of you're getting your haircut, reminds you of that. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Great place. And we'll be right back.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Redding Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Redding Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Mir Talk Radio. By the way, if you've got an Apple phone, right now they're doing a software update, and when they does, it turns your phone off.
Yep.
So there you go. And I thought... I thought, oh, come on. I just charged it with the, you know,
why couldn't it do it in the middle of the night? When your phone's plugged in. Do it then.
Mine does.
Yeah, well, that's what it usually does, but it just said software update. Your iPhone has now been updated to iOS 26.3.1a.
Yep, mine just did it last week. I was
in the middle
of something big, and I was trying to take a photo, and it was like, dang it, and it happened.
But why? What did they just put on my phone? And we'll never know. Except now your phone is not the same as it was before. It's like even
changes.
The display.
Right. Do you have the clear? I wish everybody could see it at home.
Yeah, it the clear numbers for the time.
Yeah.
It went to clear, and that's hard to see on some phones.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so Apple. For Apple. I'm here with Mimi Mosley, and we're talking Good News Rescue Missions. They've got this empty bowls. It's going to be March 30th. We just gave away two tickets away. And it's going to be two seatings, or you can come for either one. Really.
Yep, either one.
And you're going to get a bowl of soup from a local chef here in town, one of the restaurants, bread from an artisan bakery, and a free ceramic bowl to take home with you. You will not be eating out of the bowl.
Won't.
Which is probably a good idea as I think about it.
Yeah.
Because
you just never know.
Never know with those bowls. But you're going to be able to take it home, wash it, and use it from then on.
For whatever you want.
Okay. And then the new building, the
Day Resource Center
is going to be opening in September.
Yes.
And it's going to be kind of like an umbrella building. It has a lot of different agencies that are going to be in there to help people that are homeless.
Yeah.
Or needing some help.
Right. And that's going to be every day. That is something that is sponsored in part by City of Redding.
Uh-huh.
And they have helped us to get that thing going, and we are most appreciative of that. We also are a little behind on our Adult Rehabilitation Center, which we got a grant for that. But some of these grants, you don't see the money until you've already started the building.
Right.
So we have to have money up front to start the building and then to submit that to whoever.
You've got the grant, but you've got to show us good faith in that you've started it.
Yep.
Does that mean you've got
a couple of million dollars you've got to have in your pocket?
In construction and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about one of the things we do really well at the mission is our enhanced care management. And we work in partnership with Partnership Health. And we have received we've done it so well that Partnership gave us another grant to help us take what we do here in Shasta County to Butte County and to Eureka and to Susanville, all of these places, because we're doing it right and doing it well. And that's taking that many more people off the streets and getting them the help that they need. So what our ECM members do is they go into an encampment, go into a park or whatever, and they say, they just get to know some of the people there. What is your major need? Well, you know, I'm an addict, but I don't want to change. But they could say, well, do you have health issues? Have you ever been told you have mental health issues? If any of those is the case, then our people can take them and get them the help that they need. So we're now in Chico helping them, and we're not going down to put a new mission in Chico. That's not what we're doing. We're going down to bridge the connection between the services they already have that might not be talking to each other. So Jonathan and Justin and Joey Hughes, who is our head of our program, they went down last month to speak with the police chief of Chico.
Uh-huh.
And at first the chief was a little tough. And, you know, he was like, you know, what are your plans? What are you coming down here for? You know, but we had heard that he was a really good guy. So as Jonathan and Justin are trying to share with him, he still kind of had a tough exterior up. And then Joey said, you know, can I tell you a story? And the chief said, yeah, go ahead. And he said, about 14 years ago, I was here in Chico. I was one of your major problems. I sold drugs. I was an addict. I had all of these issues, and I caused y'all a lot of pain. And I was probably arrested 12 or 15 times. And so that got the chief's attention. And Joey said, until an officer came to me, Officer Bailey, and said, I have arrested you so many times, we need to change this. Joey ended up in prison, but then when he got out, he changed his life because of what that Officer Bailey did, who is now a sergeant in Chico. The chief picks up the phone, he calls Sergeant Bailey, and brings him out. They take a picture of he and Joey to see the difference. And somebody that, you know, officers get to a place where they are so tired of seeing the bad guys, and they really want to help. And when they see somebody that has accepted the help and makes a turnaround, Joey is now a director at the mission, and he is doing an incredible job. So the chief loved it, took pictures of it, put Joey and Sergeant Bailey all over social media. They wrote articles about it. And all because that one officer made a difference, and that changed a life. So we were really proud to be going into Chico and helping them out.
You're never going to save everybody.
No. Nope.
But just think if you could save 25%, having changed their lives. And you can do that every year. Yeah. I mean, eventually, your problems are going to really, really be diminished.
Just thinking of these ECM workers that we have. Each of them has about 10 people on their caseload. That adds up. You've helped 10 people, and this guy's helped 10 people, and this guy's helped 10 people. It's going to start adding up, and it's going to make a difference.
Well, it has to. And, you know, not everybody that's on the street that's homeless wants to be there.
Right.
Now, there are, and we're going to discuss mental health when we come back from the break, but the fact is, they made some bad decisions.
Yeah.
See, there shouldn't be a homeless veteran anywhere.
Right.
And we have a couple organizations that are working at it. I know Goodview's Rescue Mission also does it, but
Nation's Finest
and all this. But those guys and girls have made some decisions in their life. They made the decisions, and they were not good decisions.
Yeah.
But sometimes all they need is that hand up,
yep,
where they can break that cycle,
yep,
and then they come back to where they were, yeah, or close to where they were, and being able to move on with their lives.
Exactly.
Because I can't believe, unless there is a mental issue or you're just so burnt up in drugs, that you don't, you know, that you do want to be off the street,
yeah,
that you do want to have a life where you can, you know, have your own place. You don't have to worry about sleeping and mm-hmm, you have enough food and all that.
Yeah.
I would say the vast majority do. It's just, how do you reach them?
Right.
What's
right.
the, 'cause everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Well, and that's something we do at the mission. We go after the individual.
Yeah.
Not the people group. You go after yeah. each person.
What that's the only way to do it.
Need.
Yeah. That's the only way to do it. Because people visualize homeless as a group and
right.
not as individuals.
Yeah.
It's the same thing for you have with racial prejudice
right.
and, you know, ethnic problems
yep.
is it's a group.
It
it's
sure
not
is.
The individual. So you have to go after the individual.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here with Mimi Mosley from the Good News Rescue Mission, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Fans, are you ready?
Just drop those boots
and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews
live in concert.
Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again.
The show is going to sell out fast,
so grab your tickets today.
Just $40 plus fees.
Make a night of this incredible country event
and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 642.
Everybody calls us.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning, but I have Mimi Mosley.
Woohoo!
with us. Hey, it's going to be a nice day. It's going to go up to like 91, 92. It's going to be like this through next Wednesday. In fact, the temperature is going up to like 93, but then it starts dropping and down into the 80s and even into the high 70s over the next week. Chance of rain on Tuesday night, but then Wednesday is going to be sunny again. So the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can call them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Mimi Mosley from the Good News Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
It's, you know, kind of a perfect place for Mimi Mosley. Down there helping
people. I love
it. Helping people. Micro-shelters.
Micro-shelters, yes. So we are at the one-year mark of our opening of our micro-shelters. We've been very successful. I remember someone posting when we first announced the micro-shelters, they said, I give it 3 days and it'll be trashed. And I can stand here today and say, nanner, nanner, you were wrong. And they're beautiful. The folks who have gone into these micro-shelters have taken excellent care of the area. It's like a little neighborhood. They become neighbors to each other and help each other out. They kind of police each other. Each is on, has to be a part of a program because this was a City of Reading event, effort as well. So we have, criteria that each person has to go through. They have to work toward getting some kind of income so that they can move into more permanent housing. These micro shelters are for 10 months. At the end of that 10 months, we graduate them into some form of permanent housing, be it sober living or an apartment or whatever. And they have been incredibly successful.
Now, these are the ones that are fenced in behind behind the Good News Rescue Mission, which you all own that whole block now, I think.
Sort of. There are pieces that we don't.
Yeah. And we saw them. We didn't go in because there's people's, people's homes.
Right.
But the place was, the outside was...
It's beautiful.
And it was clean. There was no trash or anything like
Plantables
that.
Plantables did all the landscaping. Each of these little units, there are 62 square feet each. They have a bed, a chair, and a shelf. There are bathrooms on the in the little area.
Yeah, communal bathrooms and showers.
And the showers, they have to. The men go to our men's recovery program to shower. The women go to our women's emergency shelter to shower. So and. They understand that. They know that there's a criteria. They have to follow this program. And they have, I think we've had two that were not successful.
Oh.
But out of the, I don't know how many we've had come through there, 30 plus, we can hold up to 21 people because two of the units are a little bit larger. So we had a father and two little girls that stayed in one.
Wow.
And we work in conjunction with other agencies throughout Reading because we say looks like we're going to have an opening coming up. This person's graduating into permanent housing. And they say, oh, have you thought about this person or this person? They meet the criteria.
Well, you know, again, this is something that they've broken the cycle of whatever it is, a father and his two little girls.
Yeah.
Obviously, was having some problems out there. I'm not, you know, none of our business, whether it was drugs, alcohol, or what.
Sure.
But he had recovered enough so he has two little girls with him.
Yeah.
But this gave him an opportunity where they're safe, they could go to school, that's what they did, and he could move up into through the programs until they get into a bigger housing.
And that's where he is now with his little girls.
Good.
It's great.
Is he working now?
I think he is.
Okay. Well, see, these things can happen, but there's got to be, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, Reading has high cases of ACEs and high cases of domestic violence and all this. You know, I think one of the reasons that we're right up there is because Reading takes it very, very seriously.
Absolutely.
We have one safe place. Teachers, bank employees, you know, law enforcement, everybody is trained on what to look for.
Yep.
And then we take the ACEs score seriously where you'll go to another county that has low numbers, but they're not really low numbers.
Right.
They just don't count them.
Yep.
And
that's so good.
And so then with Good News Rescue Mission, we reach out. Yeah, we've got a homeless, but you all are trying to get them off the streets.
Yep.
And, you know, Jonathan is not a bleeding heart.
He holds a tough line.
He holds a tough line. Yeah. But if people don't want help, then we're not going to waste our time on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And why should you?
Sure. And we were talking earlier about the mental health issue, and with the loss of this.
You know, I'm still.
Makes me crazy.
I'm, you know, the county board on a 3-2 vote sent a letter out.
Yep.
Saying they were opposed to it.
Shameful.
And then a week later, or within, what, a week or 2 weeks?
Right.
They wrote another letter saying that they were...
We changed our minds.
And was that a 4-1 or is that a 5-0 vote?
It was still a 1.
There was still one. Okay.
I think he eventually said, you know, I've learned a little bit more. Well, my position is, why the hell did you not study it a little bit further before...
Before you
write a stupid letter like that. And so it, you know, that's that. Don't get me started
That's a personal response. It does not represent the News Rescue Mission.
Or KCNR.
Well, you know what? Here I am. I mean, if there's one thing. I mean, I understood what they said. Oh, we'll get all these people from all over that will stay here. We've already got those people.
Absolutely.
Coming in,
yeah.
From what I understand, because this is the only place they could get help.
That's right.
And then all the people that were getting help here were being shipped down to Sacramento, including like 156 kids.
Yeah.
And you could have the state's giving away $205 million to build a facility here.
Free money.
And it's kind of like when we had a chance to build that new jail. And we turned it down years ago. Oh, we probably won't have the money to staff it. Guess what? You would have had the money to staff it, because all the money you're spending on repairs and updates, you could have used.
Yep.
Anyway, those are just my thoughts. I'm not an elected official. I'm maybe not privy to everything that goes on. But God knows we need a facility where we can put people into for 72 hours, 96 hours, 2 weeks.
Exactly. And why should we have to send our people to Sacramento, to Roseville, to wherever, to get the help that we should be offering here? Reading is a vibrant community. We've got, we can get more help up here, especially if we had a facility like that. So it's, I get twitch just thinking about it.
but here's the other thing. Let me throw it to the other side here. Would that have been run by – who's going to run the facility?
I think the facility was going to be run by True North.
Okay.
They were going to do the building but Kimberly Johnson would be able to –
And we were not on the hook for any money. The money was going to come from the state or something.
Even long term, we would never be put on the hook for that.
Right. Okay. So the staffing is up to them.
Yeah.
Because as you know, we have a staffing problem when it comes to doctors.
Absolutely.
And medical professionals. Yeah. Which I think the new cancer center right now
is
going to be great, but I don't know how many oncologists they got signed
We've
up for
got,
this thing.
I know of one for sure. I
one
met his wife,
sure.
And
yeah,
she
one for
is
sure.
there. This doctor is amazing. So we're getting there. And, you know, we want everything to be fixed immediately, but we have to take the baby steps to get there. And I think that Mercy Foundation and Dignity Health have done such a great job of doing things appropriately so the foundation is firm.
Right. What they should do is go talk to Glenn Hayward.
I love Glenn Hayward.
From Ready Rancheria.
Yes.
Find out why he can recruit doctors from all over and they stay.
Yeah.
Why is that, Glenn? And he explained it. And I think he's gone to Rotary and explained it. This is how we do it.
Yeah.
And it works.
And you know something else that Glenn does, which is amazing. I love this guy. They handle at the tribal health, mental health in
too.
A unique way. They call it neuro health.
Mm-hmm.
So every person that comes through for a physical, they have to go through the neural health as well. Just like we're going to test you for diabetes, we're going to test you for this, for that. And if we said we're going to test you for mental health, they might go, hell, wait. But we're going to check your diabetes. We're going to check your neuro health. People are more receptive to that. And he said the numbers have dropped almost to zero of the people needing help as a result. So get Glenn Hayward on, have him talk about that.
He was on, I think last month, and we're talking about the thousands of people they help and all this. Part of the Redding Rancheria umbrella there, my friends.
Yeah.
And so, but he's very successful.
He is.
And, but I tell you what they do is they, money.
Yeah.
And money plays a part of it.
Does.
And then we talked about keeping our residents here have had, you know, Reeves and Himpling and Tani and others on. And it comes down to the fact is if we're going to pay $60,000 for a policeman, maybe we want to pay $100,000, you know, for a 5-year contract with a physician. Help them start their businesses.
Yeah.
And the residents we have here make them feel so welcome that they don't want to leave our community.
Sign-on bonus.
Of course.
Yeah.
Why not?
They've got school loans like crazy.
Well, I mean, you know, Casey and I, you know, I had a sign-on bonus that I'm still trying to spend. So it's Ben. He got a sign-on bonus. He bought 3 cars and a house.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we have to run. Tomorrow, House Thank Realty you. And...
2 more tickets.
Okay. I might give those away later. And House Realty and Sundial Film Festival. We're going to get a couple directors in here and talk about the films. So have a great day, my friends, and God bless America.
Yeah.
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.